when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Baddie.
And those who love us.
Hello, you're watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality podcast, a podcast for Black Bi Baddies. Those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, and I am joined by AJ of the Ultimatum Queer Love. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
We will kind of go over the finale, the reunion, and all of the tea afterwards.
Yes.
But were you as equally shocked as I was with the finale with the weddings?
No, because remember I told you when we started this, I said there's a few people I was unsure about.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. The only shock that I had was the one couple that I think the world was shocked.
Oh, yeah. The cast was shocked. I heard that the cast was sending them, Barda and Jed, congratulations the next day because they were just so sure. Exactly. But let's go for the non-shocking but shocking, Billy and Ashley. I was so sure that Billy was going to say no. And he got up there and said, well, I fell in love with you, however, and then still went with it. And I'm like, yeah. Billy, no.
Yeah.
Billy.
I predicted the outcome, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't think I foresaw them getting married, but no. I predicted the overall outcome, which is, you know, but I think for this, I was like, okay,
mm-hmm.
I didn't see it lasting. I already knew it. Like, I was like, yeah, he said yeah for right now, but I didn't see it lasting.
He said yes, but would you even say that was an enthusiastic yes? Like, even if I really wanted to say yes after he gave that yes, I think I would just see how torn he was and be like, we can't do this. Come on now.
It felt like pulling teeth. Like,
yes.
So, honestly, I wasn't shocked. Like, I guess I wasn't shocked overall with him saying yes, because I was just like, how long? Like,
right.
This is still a ticking time bomb for me.
Well, for how long, it seems like Billy and Cal had a calendar date. At the reunion, Billy was pretty defensive. He was like snappy. And it's like, you left her. You criticized her career.
I'm not shocked by this. I think, you know, there was like little things that we missed throughout the show because I kind of had to go back through some episodes to kind of see like what led him to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you watch it back a little bit, you notice that he does have attitude in some of these instances. And so to watch him there and be fully like, this is what it is. I don't care. It's you. You're the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't surprised.
No. So apparently he broke up with her cold turkey, saying they weren't compatible.
Crazy.
Da da da. And it was very similar to another breakup, but we'll get there. So since then, Ashley said on a show called Lorraine, she wished Billy said no to her at the altar, if not the pods, because of her job, but, you know, hindsight 2020.
But are we just gonna really just, like, say no because of your job? Like, are you, like, really that pressed over a job?
Yes. Apparently all the men were. She told Radio Times that he saw marriage as dating instead of marriage, what they were doing after, which honestly, I don't really blame him on that outlook because, dang.
Lauren and
Cameron. Yes. She did tweet. She was like, basically, after we got married, we were dating. Like, it is a thing to take a step back, but Ashley still was like, I was there for marriage.
Yeah.
They disagreed on where to live. Billy told Radio Times he was always visiting her, and when he got there, she was jet lagged because she was working, so it played a toll. I'm going to say how Billy talks about their marriage and Cal talks about their marriage, it's almost exactly, I had to go to them, so I totally was putting effort in, and it's like, you guys did not move in together.
Yeah.
You guys always had a foot out of this marriage.
Yeah. But I think you could see it. You can kind of see the cracks in the foundation they were trying to build throughout the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
You see him having, I mean, I'm not saying that disagreements obviously lead to the demise, but I think what we know now, we mm-hmm. can literally use the foundation of the show to show, like, okay, this is why. But at the end of the day, like, you could just see that there, it wasn't, and I said it from the beginning.
Yeah.
I said it. You said, you know, sometimes when they show the first person, it means that's
yeah.
a couple.
Yeah.
It but just wasn't.
Since then, I was like, Billy, you cannot say no.
Yeah.
You have been negative this whole time, and Ashley keeps taking it on the chin.
Yeah.
But there were things we did not see about their pod dates, which I thought was very interesting. Ashley said on Still Watching Netflix, he brought up the issue with her job actually early in the pod, so it wasn't like at the very end like they made it seem. And also, multiple guys told her that they were talking about her job was a problem. Men do not feel comfortable with women on the go. And I was like, I'm not surprised. So I'm also thinking maybe Ashley really wanted to work it with Billy because none of the other men were even like as open, you know?
Okay, but then do we fault her or do we fault Billy? Because
I do
at one point in time, and you can do both, and that's fine. Chalk mm-hmm. them both up. Put the deuces up. Because I think if you were trying to make something work, you're forcing something to be when it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
And we also saw Billy trying to cut the leg off before the rest of the body got infected in the pods. He was about to say, hey, like, I don't think I can do this. And she gave a very convincing, and I'm not saying it was like a
mm-hmm.
like, to save her, but she just gave words like, Billy, I like you. Mm-hmm. I can see myself falling in love with you. I can see us getting married.
Yes.
Like, how could you not say, okay, like, maybe I'm getting in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it. I mean, I give the man credit for that, but
yeah,
there's no way in hell we can even sit here to say, you did not wait all the way up until the wedding day to say yes, just for it to be a no. And you knew
yeah.
it was a no at the wedding day.
And his whole thing was like, I loved you in the moment. It's like, marriage is not just a moment, though, and you know that. So boo on him for that. And the big thing that Ashley says now in her interviews is just, I wish he was braver to just say no. Like, and I'm like, okay, I get it. Because he was saying no, but he was not standing on it when she gave just a little bit of a push.
I agree.
And it's like, oh, God. But yeah. she said people didn't see that Billy also promised to move south to be with her. So he was in the pods trying to give some compromise. And then it was just, I'm not going to move to the south, but I'll drive and claim I put effort in.
Okay, time out. Is this our Michael Bublé? Is this our new?
Yes, it is.
Do you think he put Ashley's name down there?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, he got married. It only seems right. Sign is not a lie. Well, okay.
Someone should have asked him that, actually. No one did.
T for me. T for
yeah.
me. You had a whole conversation with your family, your folks, and your dad even looked at you and was like,
yeah.
Don't date cabin crew. Like, so for you,
you know what he said about his dad?
What'd he say?
He said that he told his dad, and of course his dad would prioritize his feelings and everything. So he was like, I'm worried about you. But then he said specifically when they were going to get divorced, he knew Billy was going to get backlash. Like, they were worried about the public viewing Billy as bad for ending the marriage. And I'm like, you can't tell me these men aren't thinking about the public with every move. Yes, it's Ashley pushing, but it's also like,
yeah,
this will be better for the TV show.
Okay, I will say, for somebody who was on this show, you tend to see, like, a lot of people think a certain way like that. Honestly, for me and Brittany, that wasn't the case. Like, I think you just go on and whatever happens, happens. For me, I was more worried about losing her, if that was the case. And what did that look like? I'm losing her to really someone else.
Yeah.
And if that happened, then it happens. But everybody, it's not like these are brand new shows. You don't know what's going to happen. When you sign up for stuff like this, you know, to some degree, there will be backlash. To some degree, whether you're picture perfect or not. So for him to even think that way, it just, to me, would further the idea you didn't come here for the right reasons.
Exactly.
You wouldn't come here to find a wife, because the first thought wouldn't be, oh, I'm going to get backlash for this. This first thought would be, am I okay with marrying this woman knowing she's cabin crew? Can I get on board with that? Because if I can't, it's not worth it to me to make her happy just to break her dreams tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I know she's on board.
As long as I can make her happy on camera, that seems like the biggest. The last thing Billy told Still Watching Netflix, that the breakup was not cold. That they met in person and talked for 4 hours. He said they kept in contact after until they needed to establish boundaries. So he was surprised Ashley said that it was just cold and cut off. And he's confused why his connection to Cal was ever brought up. Sir.
Because you both did the same thing.
Exactly.
Co-conspired, said, we gonna leave our wives. Peace out, dog. I'm out. Oh, I'm sorry. Neither of you were committed.
So, no.
Of course, it is a very valid thing to bring up. Are you serious? Wait, read that last line again. Not the whole thing, just the last line. I'm so sorry.
Yes. He said that he's confused why his connection with Cal was brought up. Oh, and very important as well. He claimed the women said they broke up 2 days apart, but it was 2 weeks.
What was the difference? He still didn't want to be with her because she's cabin crew, sir. You didn't want backlash, so you wanted to make a great TV show. So I'm not understanding, like, what was 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 hours? We still don't like it. You weren't here for the right reasons. Like,
he never even brought up that they gave similar reasons for their breakups. Of just not being compatible, da, 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 da. It's like, it's suspicious no matter what, but okay, for sure. I love Sarova so much. We can move on to Sarova and Cal.
Yes.
How she is talking about this post-show, I think, is very different from how Ashley is talking about it, and also kind of affirming as a viewer, which is like not often. But yo, okay, so I also really thought he's gonna obviously say no. This man has not seemed in it at all, and when he said yes, I was like, get out of here. When they had that beautiful after party and had the Indian culture, I was like, this is gorgeous, but this is also false.
I too was shocked. Not really shocked. I think, like I said, like with Ashley and Billy, like I expected anything. Again, like wasn't sure of how long it would be. Not to say I was ever really truly preying on anyone's downfall, because if a marriage works, then it works. But I was really like, okay, he's on board. Obviously we're not seeing something that he's providing her that she was like, no, this is my man, my man, my man. And then to find out that they have similar stories, it just makes sense. And then it brings a smile to my face like a Grinch on Christmas, because I was like, I was right.
Both of us, I kept saying Bill and Cal are the same man. They were acting the same throughout the whole thing. And I was like, is no one else seeing this? And then at the end, I didn't even know. So apparently, Cal got a lot of backlash at the reunion because they asked them, so how has married life been? Sarova gagged them with, what married life?
Yeah, rightfully so.
Apparently, Cal was getting backlash during the season, and he was kind of responding to some critics of being like, are you right? Almost making it seem like, I do get married. He even showed that he framed his vows, I guess, after the wedding episode came. And then when the reunion comes out, everyone's like, why did you do all that knowing you left this woman? And I'm like, because he wants fans. He wants like to him. Say, hey, I got married. I put all of the effort I could in it. It's not her. It's just I'm not right for marriage. And he thinks that's the cleanest way to get out of this. No culpability. I'm not demonizing the woman. I'm saying she's perfect. It's just me, and I'm just not right for marriage. You knew you weren't right for having a girlfriend because you ended things with them every 6 months. Your brother knew.
Yeah, he knew way before. Honestly, Sorba would have been better off with the brother, to be honest with you, because he seemed a little bit more, had more class and maturity about him. There's really not much I can say on Cal, because Cal literally proved everything. I was really, truly rooting from them from the start, because how he referred to her. I know, like, we say, like, oh, these princess terms of endearment can kind of come off wrong, but I did like how their relationship started in the beginning. Like, I was hooked from watching them on the screen. But again, my ticking off the box was how he talked to Sarova's mother. I was just unimpressed. And then it just went downhill from the mom to his family, the brother saying, bro, you're not ready for this. Like, I was hoping this was going to be a moment where Sarova got up there and was like, you're not the man for me.
I know, but I think she was so blindsided in a way that kind of Ashley wasn't. Ashley's just like, I'm willing to put in the work, therefore you should stay in this and work it out with me. Yeah. Sarova, I think also her family not being on board could be an easy distraction too, of like, you're so busy defending the relationship that you're not even paying attention to what the relationship is anymore, right. You know?
Yes.
So I give her so much grace on this. When I found out that Cal was playing tricks on the audience, I wrote, I feel like Cal wants to be seen as the lover boy without any of the responsibility or commitment, because he was trotting out, I did this, I did this. He talks about, we had this beautiful honeymoon in Marrakesh. Oh, thank you, by the way, for paying for that honeymoon. Husbands pay for honeymoons. That's bare minimum.
Bare minimum. I don't even know if we can go lower than bare minimum, because when I tell you, I didn't know that he was parading around to make it seem a certain way, like, oh, look, no, I'm actually a great guy and I did this and that and the third. I didn't know that. So to find that out, am I shocked? No. But again, he's just giving like a Billy performance, like, I just don't want the backlash. Like, I just want all the girls in my DM and I want them to be blonde haired and blue eyed. But I want them all to be in my DMs and I just want to look like this certain type of guy. And listen, ladies, blonde hair, blue eye, because apparently that's his type. If you're listening, I'm telling you right now, he will leave you in 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Do not do it. Do not sign up for that ride.
And I bet you he's going to use this show for the rest of his life to be like, I told the whole world that I don't do relationships. So when I was hitting you up for convenient sleepovers and stuff, you should just know what the game is. I do want to talk about this because this is a queer podcast, and I feel like this happens on every dating show, especially the straights. The yes. minute men reject a woman, he's DL. Which also DL is a very specific context. I'm tired of non-black people using it. But they were just like, oh, Billy and Cal want each other. That's why. No. I hate to break it to the straights, but I will remind you every single time, straight men are terrible too.
Very much so.
You have to get very comfortable that they hate you and just want you for whatever you can serve them.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're gay. Yep.
That is probably the queer popular opinion of the week because, I agree. I don't think my gaydar it didn't go off at all. To me, what went off was my shitty alarm. Like, that went off, bells blazing. Mm-hmm. And at this point, you kind of look at Cal and you kind of look at Billy and you kind of just have to think about, like, in a sense, like, yo, who raised you, bro? Because this isn't giving, like, a woman raised you. Like, this is getting, like, yo, dad just said, hey, do what it do, son. And at the end of the day, like, I just don't see how you could sit here and watch a woman like Sarova, like Ashley, gorgeous, beautiful women,
mm-hmm.
and bait them into some type of game just for mm-hmm. you to say, all right, thanks for playing. Now I'm going to go and win the real prize. Like, it is just pathetic, to be honest with you. I'm being real.
There's nothing more heteronormative than a man wanting to marry a woman and make her be a doormat for him. And the minute that she's not, leave. Like, that's what I'm trying to get at. Cal said on Still Watching Netflix that he didn't think he would watch the show with Sarova, but at least talk about good moments. Sarova was like, I'm not having that. Like, get away from me. And at the reunion, she told him, he like asked, oh, how are you? And she told him, you don't care how I feel. So he claims he does care. They did get married and all. And I'm just like, I think he sees this as like a cool experiment they did together rather than like a real marriage they did together. He thinks we did a show.
It's a game. Again, I think he thinks it's a game because even when you listen to Sarova's mom and says, I think you really didn't care about my kid. And he's like, no, I disagree. You disagree? How do you disagree? Like, this woman is a mother and you hurt her child and mm-hmm. she's expressing to you how much hurt you have inflicted. You're doing the holidays, you're coming over and being the son-in-law, the intertwined of the families. You took part of very momentous occasions mm-hmm. with another woman's family. Mm-hmm. And it sat up there and said, you know what? We don't go together as bad as I thought we did. And then break it off. Don't talk for a whole year. Get on a reunion. It was like, no, I do care. How?
They always switch up at the reunion. Switching up at the reunion is like a reality TV tell.
Girl, when them cameras roll, people switch, flip a switch real quick.
It's like, stick with the bit or don't try at all because you're going to get called out. I don't know how they don't think they're going to get called out. Here, about the mother part, because Cal said on Still Watching Netflix that when they were breaking up, it was hard, not because of saying goodbye to Sarova, but it was the family. He got very connected to the family, and he said, that says it all. And I'm like, no, it actually doesn't. First of all, your families did not meet until the wedding day. Don't think I forgot hearing that. I was like, oh, so we're not actually combining families here.
Mind you, only been together for 3 months after that wedding. So
yes.
Where did you have time? And correct me if I'm wrong, he was also someone that had a problem with moving.
Yes. Okay. Apparently they agreed in the pods and during the engagement, oh, we'll take some time over at your area. You'll take some time at mine. That did not happen. Like Billy, Cal was driving over to see Sarova. They did not move in together. Almost Billy and Cal were copy and paste. And it's like they get to drive over and make it seem again that they're putting in more effort. I'm coming to see you, but are against following through with what they were talking about moving in together.
You know what this gives?
What?
It gives Love Island Season 6, Janae and Kenny.
Oh,
yeah. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, but I'm going to chase this. I'm going to chase the ride and see how far it takes me. And then when it doesn't serve me anymore, I'm going to.
And Sarova might even hit even more because we can't forget that it wasn't just Kenny wasn't into her. He was also being like racist. Not that anything has come out about Cal, but I think a lot of people still can't let go that he had a very specific type that wasn't Sarova. And it's like, did he actually do enough to prove that they were connected? And even at the reunion, there was an uncomfortable moment because he talked about physical compatibility. And she's like, because she's thinking he's about to talk about the bedroom. And he was like, no. And it's like, this is a disaster.
I truly, truly cannot see how people just don't let go of those things. Like, at this point in time, it's like any show. You get the premise of the show. You understand what the show is about. The show is specifically designed so that you don't see someone that you physically would be attracted to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
It's to fall in love, like, face unseen, everything. Mm-hmm. And now to still be here at the reunion and sit on this couch and say, I just wasn't attracted to you. Like, wrong reasons. The potential of them being blonde hair, blue eyed is very slim.
Lastly, I gotta give my 10s to Sarova because the one person who looked back at this experience and learned some things, she told A.D. Smith. She was talking about, you know, what red flags maybe now we're looking at a little differently. And she said, watching back, she noticed Cal called her princess in the pods, stopped that after. She's like, that should have been switched. We should have been building to the princess. I was like, yes, girl.
Love that.
And then she said she agrees he should have put in more fight with her mom. Because I was wondering, I was like, it must have been edited to look really bad, or it went that way and everyone just accepted that was good.
Yeah.
And it seems like everyone accepted that was good.
Wow. Yeah. No, I agree. I think I said that when we saw that episode. I was like,
mm-hmm.
Mom's not pressing too hard. He's doing terrible. My parents? There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. That's your answer? You, what do you like about my daughter? Oh, we share a few things in common. Like what?
I was even getting a little weary about the whole poshness of it all. Because I'm like, Cal, are you in it for the money?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, he quit early. So maybe he's not in it for the money. But then again, he got real heated that he played any money on the honeymoon. It's like, who did you think that was going to be on? Not Netflix.
If you really cared about somebody, what do you really like about my daughter? You know, I like that she's emotionally mature, that she brings her intelligence to the table and she just knows how to speak, how she holds herself, how she holds herself in conversation. I get lost in translation in her mind. Like, that would be, okay, keep talking about my daughter, period.
That's what I'm saying. Like, talking to you and, like, I was also thinking about things you said on your experience of the ultimatum and like just me and my relationship and how I move. It's like, I just feel like we're true lover girls.
Yeah.
And these men, what they think is like a good man or something is like completely different. It's like, you know nothing. Another apparently is that Sarova noticed that in Cyprus, they're not in the in the background. There was a moment where she tried to hold his hand and he moved it away. She said he actually did that multiple times, but would only hold her hand when they're on the forefront on camera for a scene. This is all the red flags that she's listing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I gotta talk to my girl.
I was like, that's sad. And yeah, I probably do need to look at the Cypress scenes. And lastly, she said she tried to keep in touch with Cal like almost immediately after the breakup.
course.
And that's when he started going cold. And he said, well, nothing lasts forever. So him wanting to switch when the reunion comes and be like, oh, I do care about you and stuff. That's not the order. Again, princess first, then
Right.
you're just Suova.
Yeah. No, it gave what it gave. And I'm so happy that Sarova's on the up and up. But I will say what you said earlier. You said that Sarova's doing a different approach to how, even though her and Ashley kind of have the same, almost like a similar situation, she has a different approach. I think her approach is warranted because she's been so hurt. I think Ashley does have to have the approach that she's been having because Billy's so defensive. Like, if you really look at it, Cal has no, like, he likes to, he tries to have a rebuttal, but he has really no rebuttal. Where Billy is just like, no, what? No, you know, this is what really happened. Like, when you see Sarova hold her head high and say, I know the truth, you know the truth, don't play with me.
Let's talk about Jed and Barda. Oh my gosh, this wedding. I was like, all right. Favorite couple, AJ's favorite couple is up. I thought it was going to be a yes, and then Barda was like, first of all, we didn't even talk about the bachelorette parties, which is fair because there's only so much we can cover.
Yeah.
But Barda at the bachelorette telling her sisters like, oh, we have been having arguments. I was like, oh, what about? It was a dinner, and she's playfully like, I'll get the check. She says in the post interviews that that whole situation was actually very playful, which like everyone does. It's like,
Yeah.
don't worry, tonight I'm gonna pay. And it's like, I'm gonna sneak to the waiter and I'm gonna pay. But he was like seriously mad after. And it was also a dinner out with his friends. And I'm like, was he embarrassed because now she like got him in front of his friends? Is that it?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, if you're gonna get mad about that, it would alert me to feel that you have some type of underlying insecurity about your finances, because that wouldn't be like, if you got a if you were a man with deep pockets, that wouldn't have bothered you. That would have been like, maybe no, you don't gotta do that because I got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wouldn't really be that big of a deal if you had it, so.
Should we jump to what J Barda said about Jed and what happened off camera then?
I'm strapped in.
Okay, because she was dropping it. Barda told Galette Slays that Jed was pretending to be something he wasn't. He also talked about the show coming out will help him make money. And that's what set off her red flags of, oh, this man's very much thinking about what the cash-in is. He's probably not here for me. I'm surprised that Barda's getting any backlash, but a lot of people are like, I don't believe Barda. She's coming up with excuses. You just watched two women on the same season get fully blindsided by their men, and you're telling me you're not gonna listen to the one woman who listened to her own instincts about how her man was acting off camera?
At the way we watch reality TV, and I say the way we do as far as the viewership in the majority, people only want to see the good. So Jed came off looking like the hero. He looked better than all the other guys. There's no way he could do any wrong. He's the go-to man. Like, he looked like he was that guy. So to now see them at odds end, I think people would come from, I could see people coming for Barda because hell, they came for me. So I could see them coming for her because, like, how do you go from, he's a great guy, he's gonna do amazing, to wait, now what do you mean? We didn't see that. We didn't see that. But again, like you said, there's other examples with Sarova, with Ashley. There's a lot of things we didn't see with them, and we are taking their word for it, and I believe them. So why wouldn't Barda?
Why wouldn't she? And like, I think it's because the women who very much want to be the princess treatment, be catered to. Jed was giving that. Jed was giving, I'm a provider, let me pay for the meals. And Barda's like, I'm used to doing it all my own. So there's like a jealousy there of the women being like, she was offered it all on camera. How dare she not take up for him? And she calls herself an alpha female, and it's like the misogyny. And it's like, no, you don't even know. Like, he could have been saying, I have it all, I got you. Yeah. And then behind the scenes be saying something else about the finances.
I mean, did you see his house?
I know.
I mean, it didn't have much in there. Not to say the man hasn't accomplished whatever he hasn't accomplished. You know, kudos to you. You got a couch. You got a bed. You got one pillow. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
My guy. But at the end of the day, if you had more to give, then you would put more. I think that for him, it's like you said, it's easy for girls who want that extra princess treatment. They want the soft girl life. These are girls that typically don't want to work for the 20, 30 years of their life. They just want somebody to take care of them. Mm-hmm. Barda literally is the definition of a boss bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. She does not need a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she does not need it. But she's looking for love. And every once in a while, yeah, babe, I got it. It's no problem. If she said, no, this isn't the right move for me, you better believe the boss bitch
has done her research, has looked at the facts, and made a judgment call. Now, she didn't say no forever, and right. I kind of liked in the episode of their wedding that there were both families genuinely shocked and coming together. And I was like, you know what? They could be all right, because this family got both of them,
yes.
love it,
yes.
and find out that it was lasting maybe 3 weeks afterwards. Jed asked her to take off the ring because she's like, I want to keep the ring on to show my commitment. He's like, take it off. We're at the gym. Find out the ex is at the gym. But it's also like, we're also on a show and we're not supposed to be spoiling anything. So,
listen, they went.
You had to hide an engagement.
I did. And I did it well.
Yeah.
But I never told baby to take the ring off if my ex was in the room. Like, I want her. Show her. Show her. I want her to see. Look who I have. And it's not. Listen, at the end of the day, Netflix has a job to do, right? Like, you can choose to live your life in secrecy. You can choose to not follow the rules. For him to make that, though, oh, well, you know, like, no one's supposed to know. That's BS. That's absolutely.
Yeah.
One person was not going to shatter what we didn't know this entire time of you about to be on Love is Blind UK season 2.
Right.
That wasn't going to uproot that. So that tells me that you cared more about this woman's feelings than you did about Barda.
Y'all go to the same gym as your ex? That already seems a little...
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Yeah.
Wrong. But, you know, I do want to give Barda her props. I don't know. I can't remember specifically if I saw Jed do it, which I think could be a little red flag. But Barda herself, when she came off, she cried after she said no.
Mm-hmm.
Her family surrounded her. She specifically went up to Jed's family and said, look, I love your son. I'm willing to commit to this. I really want to work on this because I really want to, like, whatever. I saw her giving that love.
Yeah.
And I don't think he did that. He walked his little happy behind outside. It was like,
yeah, I think I kind of understand because he was the one blindsided. So I was like, okay, like in the moment I was like, he can go off, have his feelings. Cause honestly, I'd rather him have his feelings then and then come to have a conversation then say anything you don't mean in the heat of the moment because you're embarrassed and hurt. But yeah, she did exactly the right thing. I think she was so committed and she was making that clear at the reunion.
Sorry.
Now, Jed on an outlet said he felt like it was probably too quick for them to try and date after this, which probably is right. when a man's ego was down. And he said that they had a communication breakdown, which apparently these two did a lot. So they ended, she moved to Dubai, and he claimed...
A communication breakdown?
Yes, that like their communication just broke down at a certain point. Oh. Honestly, with how Barda has talked about whatever fights they were having, she made it very clear she didn't like his reaction. And I think that's very coded. She's not going to say what he said, but however he handled being upset with her did not make her feel comfortable. And I'm also like, why are women ignoring that?
People just, again, people want to see what they want to see. Like, I think, like, overall, which I know we didn't get to see it in my season, but one of the five things I ask everybody, how are you when you have money? How are you when you're broke? How are you when you get in an argument? What is your style of communication when you're sad? What is your style of communication when you're happy? Because those are the five things you need to know in order to know for a fact, can we gel? Can we vibe? Mm-hmm. If you're having even the smallest arguments, and Barda, even in that, was like, yo, you're doing too much, like too much in this, that is a red flag in itself, because that just tells you that's just the tip of the iceberg. You don't know what's really underneath that.
Yeah.
And that's how the Titanic sank. So
yeah.
I give her so much, so many flowers, because a lot of women would have said yes, clearly, because of how many women are like backlashing her. So you're telling me you would have said yes, and you would have been looking crazy on that couch, not in a relationship anymore, or probably still in a relationship. Because Loki, I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of giving like Tyler and Ashley, like, you don't think I know about the kids? Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you would have been looking slightly crazy.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, kudos to her. All the flowers to her for realizing the signs, knowing when to say no, knowing when to say, this isn't it for me, it's not enough, but I like to still try. And then after trying, she's like, oh, baby, pack it up, ship it out. No.
Love that for her. She jumped all the way to Dubai. She said, and I'm going back.
She said, and I've been there since.
She said, far away from me, meaning I am jumping to Dubai. Goodbye. I love it.
Yeah, I love that.
Let's quickly go to Katisha and Javin. First of all, look at them. Katisha is so gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
My baby has a permanent frown. I need her to have a reason to smile, because she was, her default was frown for most of this season. I'm like, if I think about it, I don't think the amount of times she smiled were probably on one hand.
Right. At that point. Yeah. I, like you said, she looked gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Love the outfit. I love that brown on her. Like, the brown really brought out like her skin tone and her complexion. And everything about her makeup just on fire. She actually reminds me of Ari from Ultimatum Season 3. Mm-hmm. A little bit in that photo, just a little bit slightly. But yeah, she didn't look happy.
No. Not much to be happy about, but I would think she's just happy generally after the show. I don't know. Now, obviously, these two were over with, but they went over basically him going out. Oh, we find out there was no curtain on the photo booth. So, and I love that Kieran was like, I backed my girl no matter what. Like, he knew there was no curtain.
You know, like, I'm not going to lie, I kind of was a little upset, because it almost makes me now feel like I can give more trust to Javin about certain things, because he was telling the truth in this. There was no, and then that almost in a way slightly discredits Megan and everything you said, because you said you were for sure there was a curtain. It was closed. Like, you were gung-ho, willing to bring your man on board, tell him this is what the plan is, and we're going to stick and run with it. And me and Sophie were arguing. Sophie even confirmed. Yeah, we were arguing. We were having
a
So it makes you really think, like,
It does not Ooh. Discount, though, he was absolutely flirting with her at the group party. She acknowledges that. She's like, I've done therapy like everyone told me. I've reached out to my mother. When Katisha started being like, you understand that I was not just dating this man, which honestly, I even said, are they just dating?
Yeah,
is this a situationship and everyone... just knows that because they're all having interactions with this man and Sophie's not backing down. And so when she said we were not dating, I was like, okay, I guess that confirms something. And Sophie's like, no, I'm just saying I understand the experiment. And it's just like, Sophie, you were a hot mess.
Yeah, I can't stand with Sophie on that because to me, you know, what does the word engagement mean to you? Because it doesn't mean dating to me. I'm just going to throw it out there. Yes, this experience is a little bit more on the, yeah, we're engaged. Yes, we're dating to figure each other out some more. But whole ring, whole rock on this girl's finger. You could do what you want to do after the rock has been removed if there was going to be a point where it was going to be removed. But for you to sit up there and be like, well, we're all dating. No, we're not all dating. No. You are dating. I am engaged. Two separate things.
So since then, Javin told Radio Times that he regrets going out. He should have stayed in with Katisha.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you regret it?
Because it was part of the end and we're fighting in a photo booth, I guess.
Nah, I if I was Javin, I wouldn't regret anything. You know why? Because I think at the end of the day, you going out does not equate to you having the demise of your relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, because you could have went out and spoke to nobody. Megan easily could have went and said, oh, this is what he was doing. And Katisha still was going to believe her girl over her dude. You saw how Kieran and May were locked in. No matter what happens, this is what we're going to do. Katisha and Java went on 2 separate planets.
Of course. They didn't talk about a thing. Like, that was like the last straw of miscommunication or no communication, and they were both to blame on that one.
Right.
But yeah, he regrets it. I'm like, good. I'm good with him regretting. So Javin, he also told Digital Spy that he was disagreeing with Sophie about what producers told each of them. So apparently, back in the pods, the reason why the actual fight and the context of it was never said was because it would have talked about production.
Oh, yeah.
And that apparently production told them 2 different things. So I don't know if that had anything to do of not picking each other, but apparently Javin said his other love interest in the pods was Megan, which makes the interaction and the argument with him and Megan like more interesting, but yeah.
What a plot twist.
I know.
Now that makes you rethink like the whole argument. So like, did you just not...
I don't think she made up everything. That man was absolutely out there flirting. He was flirting in front of her.
Yes, I give Megan her crops.
He went out?
Yes.
He went out the night before he was supposed to meet her mother.
And he's like, yeah.
So, like, he never should have went out. That's why I'm like, good. I hope you do regret. Because you were going to meet her mama the next day.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That gives a little bit more context. Because I totally forgot about that part happening as far as, like, him meeting her mom. So, yeah. I could see that. I think the experience, I personally, I just look at it like you're here to learn, you're here to grow. Mm-hmm. You don't want to take anything for granted or regret anything, because at the end of the day, like, every decision you make obviously has like a weight to it. It can alter, yes, like the course of how things go, but it's for the better. It's never really truly for the worse. So him going out, like, the experience is hard. I haven't been through Love is Blind, but an experience is hard. You go out because you don't want to be around cameras. There's cameras in the house. There's cameras everywhere you turn. There's cameras. So him going out, I would hate that he would have to say, yo, I regret that. Was it the best timing? Sure. You could regret the timing. I could have went out after meeting your mom. Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't want him to regret that because it's a lot on your body, on your mental, on your psyche. You don't, for certain periods, you don't have your phone. So
yeah,
I would hate for him to have to regret that because it's not a good look. But at the same time, I just wish him and Katisha talked more. Like, I wish he had more faith in him to say, you know, like, this is what it is and what it ain't. And I wish he was a little bit more honest. Like, yeah, you know, I was flirting a little bit with Sophia and I shouldn't have. And yeah.
Yeah. We can get to our last couple, but, well, yeah, a couple last things. But I do also want to say that Katisha was asked, all the women were asked, who would you have picked based on looks from the pods? Katisha answered Damola.
What?
Katisha answered Damola.
Don't piss me off.
I know. I knew it would. But it's like,
don't piss me off.
What?
Because Damola is getting it, okay? Damola Indians are is popping, okay? Yeah. Everybody want a piece of that Damola chocolate cake.
Yeah. Now, Kieran and Megan, they were just pretty much smooth sailing. I loved Megan's suit. She did the splits with the drag queen. Yeah. I love that we actually got some of the drag queen performance.
Yes, yes, yes.
We don't really usually see that. Yes. Kieran, I mean, is there much to say about him? He was just so head over heels. They had a great wedding. Of course it was last because this is like...
They last.
Yeah. We'll have a soft landing after some shocking, shocking nuptials.
After tears.
He has a different hairdo.
Yeah.
Are you... Oh, and what did you think of their dance at the wedding?
I thought it was cute. I thought it had a little rhythm to it. I said, okay, Megan, you should hit some things, okay? But yeah, I thought it was cute. I really did. I think the overall moment for them was great. I think for me, I was skeptical about him in the beginning. Very skeptical. But then just to watch him, like, love her, love on her. Mm-hmm. And then I think what sold it for me was when they had their dance in that dance, like, studio area.
Yeah.
I just was like, yeah, this is a done deal. But, yeah, I'm really happy for them, especially when they were at the reunion. I think the only thing I didn't like was Meg said, I don't want to go back and argue with you again. No, it wasn't going to be an argument because – Javin made some good points, and you just don't want to hear it.
I think
that great couple.
Yes, I think they're a great couple. They're so freaking cute. I'm so glad they get to do their TikToks because now she has them dancing on TikTok.
Yeah, we'll stop dancing.
And he is still doing the video games, and she's more understanding of that. So I am so thrilled for that.
Yes.
The last thing is, we got Patrick's statement. I was like, you didn't show up, but you want to give a statement? And at the end, it's like, I'm a new father. It's like, yeah, yeah, okay.
Nothing. I don't even entertain that. But we could talk about Anu. I love her.
Yes. So Anu's great. All right. So Anu said... She did get a little bit more, and I think my theory about the sing-off, the liar sing-off, was part of, like, my theory might have been right, because Anu, Yolanda, and Javin went live on TikTok, and Anu said, you know, the news was circulating of possibly a baby. So Javin reached out to Patrick and he's like, hey, just letting you know they're saying about this. If it's not true, you want to shut it down. He said Patrick did not even directly respond. So he was like, oh, okay. He's like, it's none of my business, though.
Right.
So then Anu said that the news answered a lot of questions for her because she was pregnant allegedly while they were filming.
Right.
The baby's mother messaged Anu. She claims Patrick was in a relationship when he was on the show, knew about the child, and did it anyways to promote his business. And what did I say? What did I say? Because he made sure to talk about that spleen every scene. He was doing what I wanted Brittany to do. Talk about the VLS every scene. Promote it, girl. He said, you are going to get this healing energy and then blindside you with a baby.
Oh my god. I have no words. That is so. See, and I want this to be the perfect example, okay? The perfect example. When people do bad and they want great outcomes, this is what happens. Your shit gets aired.
Yes.
Me and Brittany did not go on this show. Or BS. Again, if we went on there with the mindset, we're doing this for the business, it would have been said every waking sentence, every yes. word that came out my word. So, how do you like your dinner at Vitalux? I mean, at a restaurant. Like, it would have been said every time. So, no, I can't get on board with, I'm not shocked. I'm really not shocked. But I hate to say you were right. You were right. You literally called it. I think the first time we talked, you said, I think he's here for Hispanic business. And I was like, I think he's just full of crap. Like, it really doesn't make sense. He's not, like, he's mad because somebody didn't want to sing for him. Are you kidding me?
Even his clothes, like, everything was giving, I am giving off a specific vibe.
Yeah, I mean, like,
and all the men, when Javin got into it with Megan, he, like, called Patrick as if he's some kind of guide. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this was the last person you should have called to for any of this. So, yeah. And
little did we know, his whole business is probably built off of ChatGPT. Get out my face. Get out. But no, I am not with it. I'm actually really shocked, though, to say the least. I'm shocked that Anu gets backlash. I'm so shocked at that. Like, it again furthers my theory of why Black women can't be successful on shows, regardless. You gotta find something wrong with her. She is A, gorgeous, B, intelligent. See, she could freaking sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give her backlash because she called a spade a spade?
A liar, a liar.
He
didn't even have to answer for any of it. He just gave a statement that no one could say much to except Anu. Anu was like, I'll be on his neck every single time.
And she should, period.
Yes.
I'll be right behind her, pushing the gas pedal down, too, girl.
Exactly. So he basically wasted her time and the pods. Pretty unsurprising. But that pretty much wraps up all the post news and the reunion recap. Should we have a chaotic bye moment?
Yeah, we should. Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm going to throw big wrench in everything. It's not going to be in any of your photos, by the way.
Yeah. I think my chaotic bye is going to be they're straight. They're so straight, unfortunately. But Ashley and Sarova, how they have each other's backs and all of that. Also, it's not like they immediately knew these two men did this.
Yeah.
I think it was Ashley who texted Sarova that she was broken up with, and it was just naturally like, he said this, this, and this, and the other girl's like, my man said this, this, and this, and I'm just like, if I could only watch the realization between these two that they were both dumped by these men who had a trip recently.
Just keep putting the breadcrumbs down. It's so easy to follow.
Yeah.
So easy to follow.
Yeah. So that's my chaotic bye. These two women Thelma and Louise this reunion.
Yeah, like you said, it's so hard because these people are so straight. My chaotic bi moment goes to two couples that were mentioned that weren't on this season but were on season one. I give that to Jasmine and Bobby, and I give that to Nicole and Ben. Only because they are my newfound friends, and after this, I am moving to the UK because, baby, they are calling me to come. They have literally been like, girl, get out of the US.
Yeah.
But to watch Bobby talk about Jasmine and how she's going to make it, I literally wanted to shake and cry, but more so shake Cal and Billy and say, look at this. Look, this is a man. This is what he looks like. This.
Exactly. This.
Just look and just open your listen. You hear what he just said? You hear? He didn't say nothing about her looks. He said, this is what's going to make her an amazing mom.
Mm-hmm.
That was chaotic for me. I know it wasn't too bi, or I'm not bi at all, really, but they literally, both couples are absolutely my fave. Still my fave. Still from day one. I talk to Jasmine a lot now. It's so funny.
But,
yeah. I give my moment to them.
Oh, I loved it. She like immediately teared up. She was like, I was not expecting that, but you took me out.
Yeah.
I also feel so when small women get pregnant, oh my God, it's like, I just want you to have the baby because this is insane.
Yeah.
It looks so uncomfortable. She looks so beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. She is glowing.
Glowing. But I just hope she has a chunky baby.
I let her know. I was like, anytime you're an Orlando girl, come on, bring a baby. We'll go ride some rides.
And it has Bobby's curls.
Yes. No, facts. But yeah, I'm excited for them becoming new parents. I'm excited to see where life takes Nicole and Ben. They've obviously have been doing such a great job. Obviously, they actually have in part a lot of great advice for me and Brittany. So they're really amazing. Both of them a really amazing couple and still married to this day. And it's so amazing to watch that this experience can and does work.
Yes. I actually was catching a few of Nicole's lives after talking about the process and how it can work and everything. And it doesn't feel like propaganda to me. Weirdly, the American version feels like propaganda. It feels like, we have done a lot to these people, therefore we have to really trot out the success stories. Right now it's like, okay, things have happened. It's still calm though, you know? Love has been found. A family is building. We're good.
Yeah.
Beautiful black moment of the episode.
When they showed Damola's face.
Okay.
When they showed my man Damola. Oh, Damola and Anu. When they showed them, I was like, y'all are still...
Yeah.
Going to the UK. Like, you cannot tell me anything less. I'm gone.
Yeah. I will say, Javin getting that little crumb of justice that I did not have occurred.
So dead. I am so dead. But
I'll give it to him. I also, honestly, when I was like scrolling, I was checking out multiple videos of his live with Yolanda and Anu, and I will give it to him. He asked a pretty good question to them of just, do you feel like black women get the short end of the stick, even though it's Love is Blind and everything? And they were like, well, first of all, people were getting in on them for talking about their ethnicities and stuff. But they were like, but your name is Javin. They already would have known he was Jamaican specifically and everything. So they were like, truly, if Love was going to be blind, everyone has to have different names. And people will have to have voice changers. Because you can also sometimes hear where they grew up and everything. And I'm just like, it's like, it's not really blind if we know that, and that's okay.
The experience is not meant to be perfect. Like, you know, when you put a show on like this, I think, you know, the network thinks it's going to do well because America needs love. The UK needs love. Like, these shows, we want to see love, 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 because we have The Bachelor. We have all types of shows. We have Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
We have Love Island. We praise Love Island more than we would anything else. And it's just people who are literally, like, in their, like, early 20s.
In bikinis all day.
We give that credit. So I think, you know, the experience is not meant to be perfect. And if we keep harping on, oh, I would like to see this. Oh, I would like to see this. Oh, like, that's what takes the fun out of it. That's what takes you from, I'm not going to watch that because they didn't have enough black people last time. Or they didn't do this. Or they didn't do that. Like, we can't nitpick. Like, I think these shows, obviously, the goal is to make a good show. But also mm-hmm. is to put as many as authentic people as we can.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't get it all right. We don't. Yeah. But it's to really find love. And I'm the first, and I stand on it. I think the ultimatum, it can work.
Yeah.
I say it. Like, I think it can work if you have the right intentions and the right heart. Like, necessarily you don't have to obviously physically commit, but if you do, that's part of your journey, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's journey is not the same, but mm-hmm. don't condemn somebody who doesn't commit physically, or don't condemn somebody who does. Like, it's neither here nor there. It's an experience. It's mm-hmm. not perfect. So I just want people to know that when you sign up, if you sign up for these reality shows or you decide to watch, they're not perfect. Try not to nitpick as much. Obviously, if you could do a better job, then go get a job and do a better job. Like, do a better job. If you can do a better job, go do a better job.
Right, right. You also, so you talked about your interactions with past cast members, but mm-hmm. you also had an interaction with this season's.
Yeah, I was talking with Jasmine, and I told her, like, how, like, I'm in love Sarova, love Anu, and she encouraged me. She was like, girl, go follow them, go talk to them. And I was like, I don't think they'll talk to me. But I followed Sarova, I followed Anu, and Sarova ended up, I was, like, telling her, oh my god, girl, love your experience, love everything you're doing, I hope it works out, whatever it is meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my gosh. And we just hit it off. Like, we were going back and forth. She said, can't wait for you to watch the reunion. It gets crazy. And I was thinking, oh, so y'all just filmed the reunion, which yeah. I think is interesting, because I think it gives more, I don't want to say validity, but like, it just gives more oomph to it. If you do it after you've already seen how yep. people reacted, like what people's thoughts are, because then you honestly can get like an actual gauge as to, okay, what are people really upset about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause again, it's hard to answer for things when you think something's going to be shown and then it's not, and then something you didn't think was going to be shown and it is.
Yes.
So I think I like the fact that they kind of, for Love is Blind, they do that like on the spot, like, no, we going
to
do it right after people show you your reaction so you can kind of get a gauge. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, so sweet. So sweet.
I bet.
I told her, like, if we go to the UK, obviously we got a lot of love blind cast to catch up with, and she was super welcoming and was like, yeah, definitely, when you come, let me know. I was like,
nice.
So you might see a picture here soon, because I'm at this point, I told babe, I said, baby, the UK is calling our name, okay? The black excellence, the Caribbean vibes, the food, the people, the culture, I want to go. I want
to yeah. I think it's definitely a stop to go to.
Yeah.
For all of those things. So, yeah. I mean, that's the end of our recaps of this season. AJ, I'm going to miss you.
I'm
going to
miss you too. So fun.
I know. Well, we'll have to reconnect when there's another love show of some sort. But until then, where can people follow you?
You can follow me at AJ_jammin without a G. And mm-hmm. yeah, on TikTok and Instagram.
And I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. Next, we're continuing Big Brother 27. There are some exit videos, interviews that we have, but it's not every week, but if it comes out, it comes out on Monday. Other than that, we're going to have Survivor 49 soon. So I'm going to try to do recaps of that with guests. So please stay tuned, and that is all. I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.
Bye.